I want to show you a picture today. It's a wedding picture. And these are my parents back in 1964. My father didn't wear a frock coat every day, but he wore one for his wedding. And on that day, as in common with many weddings, the bride and the groom made promises to each other. They promised to be with each other and to love and support each other until death parted them. And in exchange as well, they gave, well, in those days, it wasn't very common for men to have a ring as I have, but Tom, that's my father, gave Sheena a ring. And in case you can't see this ring from where you're sitting, there they are on the screen. And this ring symbolizes the promises that people make. If you haven't seen this ring on my finger before, that's because I took it off when I went to Peru in case someone stole it. And then I left it in a drawer and forgot until recently to put it on again. Even if you made that promise, and even if you broke it, we can know that God's love is stronger. That God makes a promise to us in Jesus to be always with us. And you can know the love of God in your life if you come in faith to Jesus. Because we're told that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And Paul also says in Romans, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And he goes on to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness, or danger, or sword. You notice he doesn't say, if you come to Christ, you'll be protected from all of these things. He says, the love of Christ will be with you, no matter what. He says, no, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, and this is a strong conviction he's talking about, that nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not sickness, not death. God promises to love us forever through Jesus Christ. And God, as I often say in the services at Cowan Court, God keeps his promises all of the time. And that is true, whether we feel it or not. But sometimes we know it intellectually in our minds, but we don't feel it. But it's still true. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.